Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, Wendy wants to kick off Guys Panel Part 2 here with a dating question.
I do. One of my acquaintances is dating, I put it relatively, dating a guy, but they've only done the stay-in date. Like, he refuses to do a public date. So it's like 4 dates, but he's like cooking dinner, having movie night, and refuses to like go out to eat or out to the movies. It's always, let's go to my place. I'll just do something special for
awesome.
You.
Brian Duke, what does that mean?
So, I mean, this is all about math, right? I mean, it's very simple.
And you, sir, are a mathematician.
Yes, I am. So there's a very simple metric that we measure. It's called CPI, cost per insertion. And so
CPI.
Yes, CPI.
Thank God he said it.
And so
he's been reading books.
You know,
he's been writing books.
I mean, it's just like running an ROI on anything else. I mean, if I can get it done by slinging a couple of Tin Lizzie's tacos down your face and not have to go to Rathbun Steak, then I mean, and I could still make it happen. Then I mean, what's my motivation? Mm. And so I mean, girls, I mean, this is your own doing. I mean, you lower or you raise your own CPI, but I mean, it's basically, I mean, you know, you look at the economics of it and, you know, it is what it is.
That is awesome.
That's hard to top right there. Everybody agree with that?
Totally.
So,
no comment. No comment.
Do you agree with that?
You got to acknowledge the brilliance.
I mean, like, what? No, I'm with Duke. I probably have 1 or 2 dates a month in public. Everybody else is coming to the house.
Right.
I'm going to say the right thing. We're going to throw in a movie. I've never made it but more than 5 minutes a movie that something weird's not happening on the couch.
If I mean,
isn't it your date's choice not to be in public with you, though? Like, you're talking about two totally different things.
Believe it or not, we'll still go out. But yeah, that's an arm charm, man. That's got to be something you want to show off. You're taking to an event.
Yes.
It's just too easy. At the end of the day, you're like, if you'll just come to the house, and I mean, that's
easy money. Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hey, can we go around the room and guess all the women's CPIs?
No. Hell no.
Megan,
Bert, you go first.
Megan wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead, Megan.
My question is, I have the exact opposite problem of most women where my husband lasts way too long. Like, I'm finished 3 times and he's still not.
Do you know how many women just flipped you off around the way around? Do you have any idea?
Well, I totally understand that, but when anytime I try and like give my husband direction or encourage him or try and, you know, even broach the subject, like, because I feel bad, like I'm not doing it, but every time I try and broach the subject, deadpan silence.
I know why she's disguising her voice.
Now, is he, how do I say this? Is he fully excited the entire time? He just can't finish?
Right.
Okay. And you're long done. I mean, you've been there 3 times and he's working
working. Like working on my laundry list. And...
Anybody?
I don't want that one.
I was actually going to say what Jen wrote.
Well, I mean,
no.
Is that possible? He's taking care of himself too much?
Uh-huh. Jen, that's absolutely, which is the sign you held up is wrong, because if he was doing that, he wouldn't have a problem.
Right.
Exactly. That actually can kill a dude's game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Some guys are gifted with that. You know, it's a sensitivity issue. I can go long, I'll admit it, but I'm like a menu. I'm like, you give me a time and I'll nail it. You want to go 22 minutes? You want to go 48 minutes? you want to do an hour? Or you want 3 minutes? If you want 3 minutes, I'm going to have to tell you exactly what to do to me, because every guy knows his hot button, you know? And
Dr. Phil, Dr. Ruth, right. Southside
Street.
I think you got to have that ability, you know, but with a husband, it sounds to me like that he's either a little bored, so it needs to get a little fun for him, or he's probably got he doesn't have the sensitivity issues. So you got to figure out what his hot button
is.
Every guy's got
one.
Don't
they sell like creams and stuff like that for more sensitivity? Activity and stuff?
They do, but also she may be giving too much direction. She may be a little bossy,
from what she's talking about.
She's like,
no, do this, do that, do
this. Maybe she's saying stuff but not saying the right stuff or the way. You know, you got to figure your guy out. You know what you need to do? You guys need to take off all your clothes, get a bottle of wine, and talk about it.
Oh my God!
Seriously,
what?
Oh, you're sensitive.
I'm telling you, no, that's gonna work. Wait, trust me.
All of us?
No, not all of us. The couple.
Because Jeff and I've already done that.
Three. Jeff has the wine,
and then talk it through, and then get passion going. That kind of thing, you'll be fine.
Is it possible that you're doing something that's totally turning him off? I mean, to be honest.
If I am, he won't talk about it.
Oh, he's closed off.
Yeah.
It's just there's a mental issue there. He's got something going on.
It's just not feeling right for him.
Yep.
I mean, it's just not. There's no
cancel last advice.
Are you married to this guy?
No, she's gone.
Was she married?
Yeah, she's married.
You know what? There's a reason. That's divorce, man.
I mean, divorce a guy?
Are you bugging
something? Dude, are you sure she's done?
The bedroom's not working, man.
That's when you work to make it work.
I need to get creative.
I don't think she's gone. I think she's got three questions in her before we even answer one, to be honest with you.
Good morning, Amanda. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, why is it that every guy has to double standard every girlfriend? Because my boyfriend right now gets mad at me when I'll, like, text a guy, but he'll text every single one of his ex-girlfriends, and he expects me to just be okay with it.
Well, that's a boy, not a man, sweetheart. Keep moving.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
He's got jealousy issues, Brian.
Yeah.
That's a boy.
I mean, that's absolutely a security thing. I mean, if he's got issues, I mean, I've got tons of girlfriends, and if a girl I was dating, I mean, she would have to just accept the fact that I'm going to be friends with these girls forever. There's nothing sexual there. It's just a friendship. And so if you're not willing to deal with that, then you obviously got some security complex issues.
You're dating a dude that, and those don't go away, man.
No.
I mean, you're dating a dude that's probably going to be jealous your entire relationship.
And that's the worst quality in the world.
Oh, God,
you don't ever put up with jealousy, ever.
No. No, like, I'm fine with him texting, like, any girls that he wants to text, as long as it's not like, hey, you know, let me get with you.
Yeah.
Because I've been with the guy for 3 years, but the second, like, I text a guy, even if he's just a friend, he's like, oh, my God, who's this kid? Why are you texting him?
That's
I'm like,
ridiculous.
Really? All right, calm down.
Yeah, bye-bye to that guy.
If a dude ever even goes through your phone, you need to just walk.
That's stalker.
Insecurity breeds more insecurity, so you're going to become insecure, he's going to be insecure, and it's a whole mess.
Yeah.
So don't even...
Yeah, don't put up with the girls.
Moving.
Here's Melissa. She wants to be on the guys panel. Go ahead, Melissa. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, thanks.
All right. I have a boyfriend. I've been with him for about 7 months, and he has never been an affectionate guy. I've come to accept that. I went down to Florida on Tuesday. He met me down there on Friday with one of his friends, and he is a completely different person since the day he got there.
Since he got where?
Smyrna.
No, Florida.
Florida.
Okay.
Yeah. He met me down at Florida this weekend, and we got back on Sunday, and ever since he got there, like, he is a completely different person. Touchy-feely, sweet, compliments, catering, like, it's scaring me. And then he even dropped the L-bomb, and I thought it was going to, you know, like, go back to normal when we got home Sunday, but it didn't. Like, he is a completely different person. After 7 months, it's just like, I want to know why he's changed all of a sudden.
All right, so he wasn't affectionate before, and
now
he is, and he's telling you he loves you, and he's paying attention to you.
I don't know if I understand the problem. What's the problem?
Brian, what do you got?
Well, I mean, just my gut reaction is that this is a knee-jerk reaction for something that he did.
Like he cheated on her?
That he cheated on her, hooked up with somebody else, and now he's just trying to overcompensate because he feels guilty about it, and he's worried that it's going to come off as being weird, and so he's just showering the girl with affection. I don't know. I mean, I got a different one.
Go
ahead.
One of the things in a relationship, or as you're getting into a relationship with somebody, is the one big test on whether you're going to work out is a vacation. Because that's the one time you can kind of go out. There's a lot of time spent together. There's a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of hard things, you know, that where you're going to do, where you're going to go, what you're going to do, how you're going to get there, all that kind of stuff. So a vacation can either tear a couple apart or bring them together. And the other side of that is he could be going on vacation with this girl, went to Florida, went somewhere where all his friends aren't around. He doesn't have the pressure of being the cool guy, and he just can just be with her. And so, you know, he's feeling good about it and realize that he really does care about her and not trying to be cool.
I mean, maybe your prayers have been answered more or less, I think is what Dutch is saying. If you've been looking for a guy to be affectionate and he's finally affectionate, don't critique it so much. Just kind of accept it. I know your fear is he going to go back to the regular guy? But, you know, embrace what's in front of you right now.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, Melissa. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead, Jen. What's up?
Okay. I talked to a guy friend the other day who has in his mind an age at which he's going to get married and have kids. And up until that point, he's going to like date a bunch of girls, have fun, like focus on his career, whatever else. But he knows that he wants to have kids by like 41 or 42. So he knows at 40, he'll get married. So I'm just curious, is he the norm or is he the exception to the rule? Like, is it the time in your life or is it the woman that makes you settle down and get in a relationship?
Can I start that one?
Go.
I think everybody has, every dude I think has an age in their head that they think they'll be ready to get married. Like for me, it was 30 years old. I'm not getting married until I'm 30. But life has a way of changing your plans. When the right one came along, 30 was out the window for me, man. It was done. Now, I do know dudes that are stubborn that are like, I'm just not getting married until I'm 35 years old, and they've passed up the right girl. They'll even admit it to you. They might have passed it up two or three times because they'll wait. But for me, it was... When she came along, that was it. I was done with everybody else.
I think the most common occurrence along those same lines is people who... is guys who don't have an age set, but they just wake up one day, like maybe it's the first day after their 35th birthday. It could be when their best friend got married. It could be when something occurs and they wake up and they're like, holy crap, I'm X number of years old and I want to have kids and a family. I'm going to get married.
Do the math.
And then they decide, and the next girl that comes along,
they marry.
And I think that's why
they're divorced.
Yeah. That curse thing where, you know, women get so mad because I dated this guy for 4 years. We lived together for three. Then we broke up. Then he dated this other girl for 9 months and gave her a giant rock and they're getting married. I think that your breakup was the traumatic thing that made him wake up the next day and
that's
say,
right. Nothing should be really planned. You know, it's a feeling. It's not when I reach 35, I'm going to be, you know, your friend Jen said 40 or 41. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it should be planned at all. I think it should be something that you feel and you relate to a person and then you make that decision.
No, you're exactly
right. You guys don't
have
an age, right?
No, you're mixing. It's like mixing science with religion, man. They don't go together. It's a matter of the heart. You've got to know when at times, if you've got an age, then you're a settler. Anybody that settles is going to be miserable. And it's better to be alone than be with the wrong person all day long. It's better to be alone.
Amen.
That is not what I thought you guys were going to say.
Really?
What do you think we were going to say? I thought
you were going to say like that there was a certain time in your life or an age that you had in mind, and then it was just timing more than it was the woman.
I think women think more like that. More deeper than guys do, you know?
For me, it was just like I was done. Like I felt like I was going out. It was different girls, but it just felt like it was the same woman after a while. They were saying the same things. Women for me came in different types. Like I knew what to say to one woman in order to get her into bed, and then if she fell into another type, and it all just became like
chocolate, vanilla.
It was all the same.
Yeah, but
Sephora.
You were ready for it.
And
there
I was just
there,
ready,
there,
yeah.
there was an age that was defining Nuh-uh. When you were going to make it happen.
You picked a flavor. I like Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, I mean it's different.
You know,
and Stacy came really along and she told me that I was in love with her, and that was it.
You're like, I'll take it.
You won't believe this, but you're in love with me. I am. Yes, you are.
Hey, Brittany, here's the ring you're going to propose to me.
Right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100 with the guys panel. Go ahead.
Hey, I just have a question. If sex with the lights on really matters.
What?
Does sex with the lights on really matter?
For you or for him? What's your question?
Hot.
For him.
For him.
Yeah, he's right. Duke's right. If you're hot, I like the lights on all the time because it's hotter. I mean, you're looking, you can see everything. If the lights are off, it's because a reason.
Yeah, I mean, if you look
on,
like
off,
well,
good. Candles.
Midway, decent dim light is always nice because then, you know, it's mysterious.
Yeah, if this dude is darkening the room and putting like tinfoil on the windows, he's putting a towel underneath the door so not any ray of light can get in there at all.
A paper bag next to the bed.
If a guy wants to have sex with you with the lights on, consider that a compliment.
It's not, huge.
You look like an unmade waterbed to him.
Because he's always all about like morning sex and it just the lights and like the outside light. And I was just wondering if it really makes a difference.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment to you. He must be fly.
Yeah. He's loving on your body.
And then like if you guys are doing it at night, does he whip out his BlackBerry and use the screen?
Big old like premiere light in the bedroom. Here is Ashley wants to be on The Voice Disguiser for very good reason. Hey, Ashley.
Good morning, it's Bert Show.
Hey, how are you?
I've been better. I just wanted to say I found out my husband's been looking on Craigslist for men-seeking men.
Ooh.
And I'm trying to find out if he's just curious or if he's gay or...
What's his name? Well, that might know him.
This is wow, really?
panel.
What, training
what,
him.
She said he was looking on Craigslist for what?
For men-seeking men.
He was looking for dude.
Oh, he's gay.
Man.
Yeah,
he's just gay.
He's just.
A straight guy's not going to do it. He ain't going to look and search for men or
the fathom.
He's gay. It's not even a question.
Is he? I don't even know what to ask to even like make it an.
He's gay, bro.
How many? He's gay. Has he done it more than once?
Yeah.
Okay, he's gay. Because it's like that.
He can do it once. He's gay.
He's still gay, right?
Well, if you do it once, you could be going like, "What's this all about?" But then the first time you click on a picture and a giant penis lands in your face,
right. representative.
You remember that? That's burned right there. Yeah. Never go back.
Yeah,
because there's still a stigma for a guy to be gay. So a guy is going to sneak around more than a woman because a woman, you know, you have straight girls in clubs that kiss on each other and they play lesbians, and so there's not as much stigma for them. But if your man is on Craigslist looking for another guy and he's done it more than once, honey, I'm sorry. He likes men.
Have you talked to him? Does he know that you know?
No.
He doesn't.
There's not a guy in this room that doesn't have a friend. We've all got a couple friends that you know have gone south, but they won't admit it, and you don't press the issue because you're not, you know, because you can tell they're trying to cover it up. You can tell when there's a guy amongst you that's definitely not. He's going out after girls because he feels like he has to.
It's not
you
a just coincidence wanna... that both of Bert's knees have gone out.
No. we got a guy at the gym. I'm like, just come out of the closet.
I hurt my knee. Yeah, you hurt your knee.
This is coming, by the way, from the guy that confessed he wore a girdle last night. Too.
Really?
It was Spanx. It was man's Spanx. It was man's Spanx. Oh, and if I'm not mistaken, somebody in this room wore them on the Today Show.
Wow.
Now,
I did that one time. One time.
Let me just reiterate my point that guys, do you understand they're not comfortable with, you know, like these guys are making jokes about
any kind
of
gay reference.
All of a sudden it's 5 minutes of comedy. So that means your guy is gay.
All right, you guys, thanks for coming.
You're gay, Melissa.
Whatever.
Yes, I am.
Sneaky gay. Thanks, Dolvet.
Thank you, bro.
Thanks, Brian. Yep. Thanks, Dutch. Yep. Southside. Thank you, dude.
You're welcome.
You guys are good. This is our A list right here. This is our A team. This is our guys panel A team. All right, we'll do this again.
The Bert Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, The Bert Show.
I was saying earlier this morning that I thought that as a show, we needed to redefine our relationship with Kim Zolciak. Because, you know, we sort of have like, it's not like she's talking to any show when she calls us. I mean, she lives here. We talk to her a lot. We see her out. And I felt like we had something a little special. And all this stuff is like in the tabloids and just been calling to get her on. And she's like, I'm just not talking about it now.
Right.
But it's not, we're not anybody.
We're the Bert Show.
We're the Bert Show, man. And she's been avoiding us, but she's on today. She's hanging out. Hey, Kim.
Hi, I've not been avoiding you. You know, was put up against the wall in a crazy position, and I do have two little girls, so I didn't have much time to really process all that I was going through. So I did the Life and Style article and thought that that should be enough, but clearly it's never ending.
All right, so the rumor now is, and all of this is a good thing for you and a bad thing also. I mean, you got to be a little bit split when stuff like this comes out because it gains you publicity. It's good for the show. It's good for your wig line and good for anything else that you're doing professionally. So you got to be a little bit split when these...
Sometimes when things happen, it's good, but this is far personal. Mm-hmm. So I don't see any gains for my wig line. I mean, other than, like you said, the publicity, but... I do have two little girls. I am a mother, a daughter, a sister, et cetera. And it's been a situation where, you know, it was a one-time deal and it's just blown up. And then I don't know who's running rampant with the story, but it's insane.
Okay. Now, some have no idea what you're talking about. So the one-time deal that you're talking about is what?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, I mean, Tracy, you know, and I work together on my remix. We spend a ton of time together and, you know, things happen. That's it. And then I guess, whoever felt the need, only two people knew about it, whoever felt the need to run to the press with it, there you have it.
Okay, so you're working with this producer, Tracy. You guys were working with each other for how long and becoming friendly with each other for how long?
Oh, I met her in December, and in March? So, I mean, we hung out a ton with that music. She was going to do the new track of my new song. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, she's great. She's my friend.
Did you start to develop feelings for her? Was this like one night, one bottle of wine over some tracks, and then you both look at each other and it surprised you and it surprised her?
Kim, have you ever done anything with one bottle of wine?
or a case?
It didn't take a whole bottle of wine. It was nothing like that. It was just that she was a great girl. I've never been in a situation like this where she's cute and fun, and it happened. I mean, it's that simple, really.
But you said it's a one-time deal. So she hit on you. It happened one time. That was it. But somebody leaked the story.
A relationship, or it is a relationship?
No, it wasn't. I mean, however you want to look at it, relationship, friendship, however we became close throughout that time. And then, like I said, I mean, it is what it is. It's been very confusing for me. So that's probably why I didn't want to talk about it, because when I get asked questions, I'm not really sure what I'm thinking and feeling, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a different, I've never been in this situation. I have tons of girlfriends who have been in this situation, and they've been incredible, but I'm just trying to work it out myself, kind of thing.
Well, Melissa could probably help you with some of this stuff here.
Well, I just feel like she had a crush on you. You know, I think she was, I mean, I know y'all are friends, but my interpretation, if she is a lesbian, like an out lesbian, that she got a crush on you working with you, and she worked it and got, you know, was able to achieve what she wanted to achieve, and then you freaked out, and so she's going to back off a little bit. But I think
are you insinuating, that this was just physical for Tracy?
No, I think she's in love with her.
Oh, okay.
I think Tracy's probably in love with you, but she's, you know, she's going by your direction, like what you want to do. But
the reason why I think this story hit yesterday was just because it's a lot for me to handle. Like I said, I do have a 13-year-old who's in school, who's having a hard time, and I just said, you know what, Tracy, for now, I just can't communicate with you. Like, I've got to focus on work, and, you know, I just can't communicate, and that was yesterday. And then an hour later, Radar Online, Perez, etc., just rent and rampant with the story.
Okay, so there are two things to cover here. Has Tracy told you that she loves you?
Yes.
And the second part of it
and
is...
And I say it too, like, I'm like, I love you too, girl. Like, I don't know. Maybe I was just kind of naive, you know. I don't know how...
So you thought the I love you was more of a... We're bonding friendship. I love you. I love you too. And
she's in love with Kim. How old is Tracy? If you don't mind me asking,
40.
She's 40. Yeah, she's 40. She knows what she's doing. She's totally in love with Kim.
But when you're gay and you get involved in a relationship with a woman that's been straight up until this point, aren't these sort of the hazards of the whole thing?
Yeah, I would not do that. That's what I did in my 20s. You know, chase after straight girls in my 20s. No, you know better. I mean,
you would not touch what? Because that was about to be a great
scene. I was clearly aware of, I mean, what I was doing and the friendship and how much time we were spending together. There was no, like, I was naive and had no idea. I don't want to put it off on her like that, but she...
But I am. I'm a lesbian. I mean, I'm saying a 40-year-old out lesbian knows what she's doing, and I think that she knows better.
I had a connection with her, for sure, and that's what I said. You know, I had a connection with her, and it is what it is, unfortunately. You know, sometimes, I mean, things happen behind closed doors. Unfortunately, all my stuff's always out there. Mm-hmm. I just am having a hard time because it was so quick. Like, it was like, it happened, and then bam.
Mm-hmm. Well, the rumor that's I was circling around today is that she was the one who broke it off because you kept going back to Big Papa.
I've been with Big Papa. He's fully aware of the situation. He's been incredibly supportive, actually. Mm-hmm. We weren't together for a while. It was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he's one of the first people I told. Mm-hmm. And he's been incredibly supportive of it. And although it's been difficult, you know, there's nothing to break off. I don't even know what she's talking about.
Is Big Papa looking at this like, okay, well, maybe this would be a good opportunity for a little hers and hers and his? Or is he like, are you really emotionally into her? And are you thinking about this is the rest of your life you're going to be with her?
No, he was like, what? You know, like, what are you talking about or whatever? And, you know, we've talked in depth about it. And, no, it wasn't really like that. We spent a lot of time together. I did have a connection with her. I'm not invalidating that by no means. A different connection, like, that I didn't have with my other girlfriends or other friends. And I've never, like I said, been with a woman before in my life. So it was strange. And we were spending all this time together, and it happened. It's really that simple. And then I don't know who, because only two people knew about it, it goes out in the press.
Who were the two people that knew about it?
Clearly the two people that were involved. And now, you know, like I said, when I said yesterday, that's just, we just need to not communicate. And there's so much drama surrounding this. And I just said, you know, for right now, I got to focus on my girls. And my 13-year-old had a lot of unanswered questions. I told her I had to. It was, you know, about the story and all this stuff. I need to focus on other things and just kind of let this stuff go.
So logically, what you're saying here is that you had this one night thing with Tracy, and you think she went to the press and she went to the tabloids with it.
I mean, or she told, you know, she could have told somebody.
Told somebody anywhere.
I mean, I don't, you know, only two people knew about it, so I certainly didn't tell people. And
well, it's not fair to you. I mean, I'm in defense of Kim on this. It's not fair to you because, I mean, look at the emotional stress it's putting on you and your family, you know, where, yeah, and I think that Tracy, I mean, I hope she didn't go to the press with this. I know you hope she didn't go to the press with this, but I do think that her feelings are far more intense for you than yours are for her. And you just know that. 40-year-old lesbian who has slept with you, she and still is around you, and is, if she's still telling you how much she loves you, and she's still, you know, kind of talking in your ear about how she wishes it could happen again or anything, whatever she's telling you, then
right.
It's coming from where she's in love with you. So you got to either know that and handle that or kind of walk away from it.
What's the last communication that you had with her? Did you say to her, look, we got to end this thing right now. I'll call you inevitably someday, or where is it right now?
No, I mean, there's been other drama surrounding the situation with her. So I just said, look, like, wow, settle on down. It's not good that we communicate. You know, this is just blown up like crazy, and I just think it's best. I said, I don't ever really want to talk to you again. I said, I don't appreciate all this stuff. I haven't had time. I made it very clear to her because I was a little bit concerned that this would happen. And like I said, I do have daughters, and I don't – it's hard already in middle school. So I was – you know, fearful that this would happen, which is fine. It happened. I told the truth, and I just wanted to move on. So now I'm in a position clearly where, you know, I tell her very clearly, like, look, we don't need to be speaking. And, like, she's saying she did my music career. Candy's handling my, you know, doing my tracks and all that stuff. But so there's a bunch of other stuff going on with her regarding the situation. I just said, look, let's just not talk and not communicate. I don't want to hear from you. I was quite angry, actually.
Is she trying to talk you into a relationship with her?
We spent, you know, like I said, we spent a lot of time together, and so, I mean, a lot of time together. We would travel together. We would do appearances together as well.
I know, but I'm saying from her perspective,
you know,
I'm just wondering if one of the reasons you're like, you know what, enough, is she's gotten really intense on you since it happened.
There's been a lot. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's a great way to word it.
Yeah, well, Melissa's the lesbian whisperer.
Well, no, yeah, I'm a 40-year-old lesbian, and if I was single and I was like really trying to get with a straight girl, I'm totally in love. I'm going above and beyond to try to get with her. I am totally in love. You know what I mean? I'm not just casually doing this. So that's all I'm asking is probably she probably now all of a sudden thinks y'all are a couple and you're, you know, that she helped create you and, you know, you travel together and now, you know, you've been an item for a long time. And so that's my interpretation.
She, you know, Big Papa would say to me, Kim, this is crazy. Like you're with her here, you're with her there, you know, and I'm like, yeah, that's okay. Like I travel with my girlfriend, my best friend Jody could go with me. I'd take her. You know, and so he's like, are you sure? I think she likes you. I'm like, no, she doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, it was kind of that way. And then, you know, it's kind of an unfortunate situation. I adore her. She's a great girl. I just feel like somebody ran with it. They did it. I came out, like I said, I told the truth. It's not been easy, you know, and that's it. And I just want to move on. I don't want any further communication, whether or not from a standpoint that I don't respect her. It's just too difficult for my daughter, my 13-year-old, and they will always come first. So it's just easier for me to cut you off, have a night, you know, best of luck to you, and call it a day.
So officially it is over now.
Yeah, there's not even going to be a friendship. There just can't be. I mean,
right.
How can
I don't think so.
Trust somebody in a situation like this as well? Like, you know, some things that go on behind closed doors need to stay that way. Although I'm comfortable talking about it, I'm not embarrassed, nor am I ashamed.
Right.
But like I said, I do have children. And a family and stuff, you know? I mean, so it is
what
it is.
Straight girls have been trained our whole life to notice when guys are trying to pick you up and when guys are trying to get with you. But, like, it's a different thing because you think it's just a friend trying to be your friend. You know?
I have a lot of, you know, lesbian friends. And I shared this story with one. I was like, wow, this is crazy, you know, when it happened. And they were like, what?
Kim, are you kidding? They were like, floored. And I, like I said, it's, I'm not, you can't blame it on the wine. Yeah, I knew exactly what I was doing. It wasn't that, you know, I don't believe in all that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't intoxicated. And, you know, I did have a couple glasses of wine, but I was clear on what I was doing mm-hmm. In the situation. So I don't want to invalidate that or, you know, I want to take the high road and tell you I was very aware.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. All right, Kim, we appreciate you finally coming on with us.
Yes, thank you, Kim.
We
just needed a little time, you guys. It had nothing to do with you personally because I just needed some time to kind of...
I was taking it personally because...
Trip, my mom, dad, daughters, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. Sure.
Well, the important people.
You get the people in your life prioritized, okay?
appreciate that.
All right, Kim, thanks
Have
a lot.
Have a good day, you guys.
All right,
thanks.
Kim, bye.
That's Kim Zolciak from Real Housewives of Atlanta right there, and I can guarantee you that story is going to be in all the tabloids later on today.
The Bird Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story.
If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help.
It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Chili, always of TLC.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go.
Has a new reality.
You just didn't want me to beat him up.
I got scared of that attitude. She's got a new reality TV show on VH1.
Chili is too damn picky.
Chili, this is so bad.
I want you to come see my gym and kind of see what I do.
If I dumb down my standards, yeah, I can get somebody, but I wouldn't be happy.
Nobody is going to meet those standards. Date Jesus.
Gotta love Missy Elliott, right?
So this whole reality TV show really is, I mean, you're going through the same motions that most women are going through that if you're single in Atlanta are going through. You're just frustrated by the scene, right?
Yeah, I mean, I was really excited to do this because of that reason, just to let people see that, you know, no matter, although I'm Chili from TLC, I have the same, you know, problems and worries mm-hmm. that the next woman has, you know what I mean? So I thought that was a really good thing to see. And I encourage every woman to have a list. You have to have a list.
Mm-hmm. This was the best part of the trailer was watching that, because Chili is picky and she's got standards. And every girl has standards.
Yeah, people are
in
recommending
head.
Jesus to her. Right. maybe you don't want to have that long
serious
of a list.
Standards.
But I think it's great because you say your standards out loud, and I think mm-hmm. other women like myself will keep our standards inside because we don't think we're worth it.
No, girl. You are worth it.
Mm-hmm.
This one needs to hear standards. That more than anybody else. Talk right to
us. I'm serious. You are. And, you know, a lot of people hear all my stuff and like, oh, that's just ridiculous. But you break it down. Mm-hmm. You know, you put your wants on one side and your needs on another. And your needs have to be met. They have to be met. And your wants are your compromising areas.
Mm-hmm. Don't you find that like... I am sure my wife had a list at one point, but it didn't look anything like this. So at one point,
I bet her needs. You meet her needs. I bet.
Give an example of what would be on one side and on the other.
Okay. All right. The needs. He has to be a Christian. He has to love kids. He cannot smoke.
Mm-hmm.
That is an absolute no. No bending in that area. He has to, you know, just be a family-oriented person, like things like that, and have morals and values. And as far as the wants are concerned, I really don't want him to eat pork, but I can bend there because I can switch that. Like, I can change
train
that.
Him.
We can work on that, right?
Him. Sure. Yeah.
You
know, you're going to cook.
Yeah. And I would want him to have a six-pack, but if he had... But I'll take four, because, you know, the two, we can work. We can work on two more. And
where does a career, like, in a career path land? Is that a need or a want?
No, that...
That's a need. I don't need a man to take care of me. I'm sure. You know, I'm very independent and I'm just that way. But I think every woman would like to know that her man could take care of her. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend, a girlfriend, who has her list, but she calls it the list of six. All right. And on her list is this: the man must meet all these requirements of six. He has to be 6 feet tall. He has to have a six pack.
Okay.
He has to be at least 6 inches, and he has to make at least six figures. So her list is all sixes.
Oh, the packing is a need also. You saw the trailer, right?
No. It matters.
You know,
it matters.
It does.
If you've got to be honest,
that motion of the ocean, who came up with that?
It's not true.
It's not true.
A man came up with that.
A small man. I will beat him up.
It's getting uncomfortable in here.
Like the things that you were just talking about, it doesn't seem like it would be that difficult to find a guy that meets the needs on that list right there that you just rattled off. Like, there's nothing crazy about that list, so there's got to be something.
I don't think there's anything crazy, but, you know, a lot of people in VH1 thought it was really crazy. I mean, that's why they really wanted to do this. They're like, okay, she's nuts. I'm like, I'm really not.
I think it's good to have high standards like that, you know?
Yes, and I think that if women would just raise the bar and keep it there, it would make men just really step up to the plate. Mm-hmm. You know, that you have to come correct to women, you're gonna do that. And these days, women don't, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. they don't have any standards.
Start getting beat down.
Or do you think they do have it in their mind, their list in their mind, but they settle for a guy, and that's why they spend their life trying to change him into the list that they wanted?
Oh, is that too? Mm-hmm. That also, I mean, you have to realize people are who they are. The only time you make changes is when you recognize the change in yourself that you want to make. You know, but otherwise, people are who they are, and women spend so much time trying. I read this book, and in there it said, men get married in hopes of no change, and women get married in hopes of change.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's true.
I do too.
It's like he's a project. Mm-hmm. He's not a project.
Because women fall in love with the greatest potential of a man.
Right.
But not that the man as he is that day.
Mm.
High five, sister.
You know? And then you become very disappointed when they never rise to that potential.
Mm-hmm.
See, okay, I have my go-to single friend, okay, that I think meets everything on your list.
Oh.
Okay?
He's a Christian?
He's a Christian. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't eat pork. Ah, damn, he's got a six-pack that I hate. And I think he meets everything on your list.
Doesn't smoke.
But I married Bert.
But yeah, he's got a six pack. It's just way underneath. Right?
It's there.
And I want to bring him in right now. I want to bring him in right now.
Okay.
Okay? Because this is a guy that should be, I think, is on your list.
Okay.
Bring him on in. Not you, Brittany.
Hey! Right,
this is my best friend, Dolvet. Okay. Get over here, dude. Right? This is my best friend, Dolvet, and he was on your show,
so crazy.
And you turned him down. This is my boy. What is it about this guy that you didn't find solid right here?
This is hysterical.
This seriously is my guy, and he was telling me about your reality TV show way before anybody knew about it, because we called each other, and he's like, dude, guess what I think I just got cast for? And I was all excited, because I had you guys married.
Oh,
married off. So he was on the show,
mm-hmm.
and I got to know like, what happened on that day that the two of y'all are not married right now.
You just got to watch.
This is my go-to dude.
He's a great guy. He is.
No pork.
For the record, they are sitting farther apart from each other in the studio than anyone else. Like, we're not on top of each other in here.
It's like long distance hello right now. How are you?
But let's go through the list here. We got no pork.
No pork.
Dolvet, you eat pork?
Don't eat pork.
Don't eat pork. Six pack?
No. Oh, six pack.
You know, man's got a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Christian, you said, right?
Yes.
Okay, you Christian?
All day.
Okay.
He's like, all day.
All day.
It's that voice.
That voice. You know, I like the voice.
God.
He has that voice. Hello there.
When's the last time you went to church?
Last time I was invited, it was...
God's always inviting you.
You know what? I love you, Jeff. Yeah. Jeff just got him.
No, it's not about getting me. It's like, you know, if I don't have a church home, I don't. But when I'm invited, I always say yes.
So, okay.
What did you hear when he said that?
He doesn't go to church.
No, I don't. I don't have a church home. I really don't. I'm not going
to
lie about
He's
that.
Like, if you ask somebody when the last time they went to church was, and you think of the last person, and they start thinking of the last person who got married or the last person who died.
Exactly. I was in church in Naples. Yeah. Wait, that was a beach wedding.
So there's going to be a church on Easter.
Exactly. So many people are going to be in church in the aisles this Easter and won't go again until next year.
Right.
Did grandma pass before or after Christmas? Right. I can't remember.
Man, we were talking about the show as he was going through it, right? Mm-hmm. And my boy is confident. And that's one thing that I think that women really find very attractive about him. And he called me up on the phone one day and he's like, I don't know what happened, man, but she won't buying it. I'm like, bruh, it's all
what
right.
What do you mean she's not buying it?
She's not buying it.
I did not say she wasn't buying. I said it was the best date I've ever been on my
you
life. It was not the best date. It was just not.
And you felt that day also?
You got to watch.
Yeah.
Well, there's so many
see, I don't have to say anything. When you see it, it all speaks
Chili's
for
about
itself.
To move over onto Melissa's chair. So I'm
exactly. Chili's like, I'm going to be over here. Wow.
Now see, that's how Tracy got Kim Zolciak. You see that?
I just have.
Man, you're turning women into lesbians. Oh,
hey. Whatever I can do to help out the community. Whatever I can do.
See, women are a lot slyer than guys.
Wow.
Like, even the whole premise of the show sounds strange to me because you just seem like such a catch to me. Like, obviously, you're beautiful. You got a great personality. You're successful. So when you say that you can't find a good man, I'm not even necessarily buying the whole premise of the show.
Are you going to have my back?
I was going to say, do you think that men have a hard time with women like you?
Yes.
That are independent, mm-hmm. successful, mm-hmm. beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, they're intimidated by all of that and, like, don't feel like they're worthy for you. Like, sometimes I think men need to be needed and are intimidated by a woman like Chili who doesn't need a man.
Well, the thing about it, they look at the whole outer part and assume you don't need them. I think that a man's definition of needing and a woman's, you know, someone in my position, they're two different things, you know. I do need a man. I want one. I need one. And, but it has to be right.
Are you tough? Are you a tough girlfriend?
I'm not tough. No. I can be tough. I'm fun. I like to laugh. I'm extremely silly. I like to just, you know, to me, the best relationship ever is Martin Lawrence show, Gina.
Martin and Gina.
Yes.
They're playful.
Just playful. I love that.
Good time all the time. Right?
All the time.
Well, the show
or
starts.
The Neelys. Have you seen the Neelys on mm-mm. the Food Network?
The Neelys?
Couple? No. Wait. No.
The couple that has the Food Network show? Uh-uh. Anyway, they're
just
fantastic.
Fooling around. To me, it's like it's almost like Will Smith and Jada. Like, I look at that relationship, and they always seem like they're having fun together.
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. They
have a lot of fun
like that.
Show. Yeah. So the show starts when?
April 11th.
Okay.
VH1.
And it's all shot around Atlanta, right? These are all Atlanta dudes shot here in Atlanta.
Atlanta and in Vegas. One cool part is that a lot of the TLC fans will get a chance to, you know, see us perform. We performed in Vegas with Justin Timberlake. I had the pleasure of meeting Taylor Swift. And it was so funny because right before stage, she and I was talking and she said that Unpretty was her favorite song. And I was like, oh my God, it was so sweet. And then when we were performing, I ran off on the side of the stage because I was looking for my water, mm-hmm. and I couldn't. I was like, I'm just, you know, like, I need water. And she was off to the side, and she gave me her water.
Did she?
I was like, she was the sweetest thing.
And somewhere she's telling the same story, like, oh, my God, I was in Las Vegas, and I was doing this thing, and TLC was there, and I gave Chili my water. Right. And then she gave it back to me, but I knew that she was with that Dolvet guy, and I was like, I had heard about him.
And Chili said, watch the show. Watch the show.
We will link on up to VH1, and we'll link on up to the show also from Q100Atlanta.com. Thanks for coming in.
Yes, and wait, I want everybody to know I'm finally on Twitter. Jeff.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's right. We set up this whole interview on Twitter.
Yes, we did. Yes, at Official Chili.
All right.
And I tweet back to my fans.
You do?
I do.
I'm going to start following you today.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Again, we will link on up from Q100Atlanta.com. Chili, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
You're on The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Melissa, I thought of you this morning when I read this article about Farmville. Did you see this?
No,
any
I
of
did
your
not.
Wire reports?
Did not.
Just I'm going to deliver this news story. This is a bonus news story. This is the sixth thing you need to know at work today because it's going to save your job.
Uh-oh.
Melissa, okay. I'm talking directly to you.
Okay.
A guy was fired because of Farmville.
I'm not surprised because people spend so much time on that dang thing.
Now, this is a story out of Bulgaria.
And you're telling me because I'm the only one in the room that's ever
farmed.
Ever farmed.
Not real farmed.
Are you still farming it?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
Your crops died in like a week, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because you actually have to go back and harvest them and replant them, and I just tend to forget. So.
And for
you have been harvesting eggs. You don't have time for a farm.
Right, exactly.
She right now is playing real life Uterusville.
Exactly.
She doesn't need to play Farmville.
Farmville. Who needs Farmville? We have Ovaryville.
So this is the Farmville, and every time we talk about Farmville, people send us angry emails. You don't understand.
Well, there's a lot of people on this side.
People are passionate about it, very exciting, and it's great. You know, water your crops, raise your cows, whatever you got to do.
Okay.
But perhaps you shouldn't do it at work because this story out of Bulgaria, from Plovdiv, Bulgaria. Which is a place I would imagine
Metropolis.
Has a lot of real cows. Like, that just strikes me as a type of town that has, like, cows walking down the street and a lot of fields and stuff like that. A guy named Dimitar Karen, he is a city hall worker. I don't know if he's an elected official or appointed.
So he's a government worker.
How he gets a job. He's a government official.
Okay.
And he was fired because he was watering his virtual eggplants and milking virtual cows during important meetings.
During meetings.
During.
Those could get kind of boring.
Yeah.
Honestly, I get it. I might start a Farmville.
I cannot understand.
I'm in a boring meeting. I get it.
Was he on his laptop in the meeting?
Well, can you get...
But just on Farmville? Or was he doing it on like his BlackBerry or his iPhone or something?
People in meetings, I mean, you check your emails, you know, tweet, you text. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the difference?
Yep. I think the funniest thing is when people are on conference calls and they don't realize they haven't hit mute.
Oh, and they start talking.
On their end.
Yeah.
And they start talking to their administrative assistant, or they're clickety-clicking away on the keyboard, or they're like coughing or whatever it is, because mm-hmm. they think they're on mute and they're not.
I have to really do forced focus, like understand, you know, feeling sympathy for this guy just looking for a meeting distraction. Because if I'm in a conference call or if I'm in something like that, and I'm the guy who, you know, during the call does the occasional, yes, I do agree with that. And I am sure there are times where I've authorized transfers out of my checking account that I have no idea what. I just signed up for 30 Columbia House Record and Tape Clubs. You know, like, I mailed in my penny 100 times. Because I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. And they're like, really? You sure? So you're going to buy a car and just give it to that family? No, that's not what I said. I said it sounded great. It sounded great in theory for somebody else, not necessarily for me, mm-hmm. per se. Factually, no.
Thank I can you, totally tell, too. And men, I think, are the worst at this. When you're on the phone with them, but they're doing something else, and they think they're being sly.
I think it's men and women. I just think people, you're not as great of an actor as you think you are.
Right.
People know when you're not paying attention to them. You know, you can't. I have yet to meet somebody that can function with two things going on at the same time and actually pull both of them off. You know what I mean? Like,
you
if you've got a BlackBerry or an iPhone in your hand, people know that you were having a conversation with somebody on that via text or email while you're talking to me. Mm-hmm. Because you just don't finish a sentence when you're distracted.
That's exactly how it sounds too.
Oh my gosh, it totally happens. I can be on the phone. This especially happens with my brother. So he and I are talking or chatting or whatever, and it's like conversations going. Mm-hmm. And then I can tell when he sits down in front of his laptop. Because all of a sudden, it's like distant. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're on speakerphone.
He's watering his eggplants. He's right. Dad his virtual always artichokes. Says that.
Whatever. It's like, it's not even making sense in the conversation.
I'm going to do an experiment next week because Jessica is not going to be in Atlanta next week. So I can do this without waking her up. I'm going to, we'll do this during the 5:30 club. I'm just going to come in late, like 2 or 3 days, because here's the experiment.
Okay.
I am convinced that I can use the guest bathroom while on the phone and flush, and the person has no idea through a carefully...
Ew.
That's your experiment.
Carefully placed maneuver of mute, flush, swing the phone, step out, shut the door.
Oh, that's easy.
Yep. Nobody knows. I'm convinced that I can ask you a question.
Got that?
So like while I'm on the phone with you, I can say, yeah, blah, 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 you know. So, Melissa, what time are you coming to the meeting tomorrow? Hold the phone out the door, flush the door, step out, shut it behind me, and pick it back up, and then ask you to repeat your answer. You're talking.
But the fact that you called me while you were sitting on the toilet kind of disturbs me a little bit. Because you
wouldn't know. You just hit a mute button. You ask somebody like a long-winded question, hit the mute button.
But you're in the bathroom. I'm sorry, but people can tell you're in the bathroom. There's the acoustics, I'm sorry, in a tiled room is different than another room.
I don't think you know.
Yes, you do.
Because when I use the toilet, when I'm sitting, I pull a blanket over my head.
So. Almost like one of those steamers. Like one of those steamers for your face.
Stinks in there.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. It's the steam that's coming out of the toilet that helps my skin.
Yeah, sick.
I tense myself.
That's sick.
What's that taste in my mouth?
The visual of that.
It's my potty snuggie.
Hey, come smell this.
Gross.
This is The Bird Show.